It is best we obtain supplies and leave this place quickly.
Never had much jackrabbit in me. Unless some of Carvajal's hard cases muddy up the waters. I kind of favor taking our time.
I know you, amigo. You want to try them on? See what they are made of, eh?
Might as well know from the get-go, Carbo.
The pair proceeded toward the outfitters, where four unsavory individuals lounged outside, two leaning on a tie rail. When they drew nearer, Carbon raised a cautioning hand to halt the progress.
Oh, I recognize two of those ladrones. They ride for Carvajal.
Shall we go ask them for the next dance?
It would be my pleasure.
The four hard cases had seen him, and no doubt recognition had been mutual. They knew that their jefe had put a price of 5,000 pesos in gold on Carbon. Perhaps La Dona Fortuna had put them in the way of earning that bonus this day. Just then, three more of the pistoleros joined the quartet of Carvajal's bandidos, exiting the outfitter's store and blinking at the bright light. Their momentary vulnerability signaled a prime opportunity.
I think right now.
Los manos arriba!
Carbon, cool as ever, put a round in the gut of one bandit. Smoke Jensen had not been lagging. He had triggered two rounds, wounding another of the seven and putting two others into a dive for the protection of a water trough.
This is gonna be work from here on.
Too true.
Carbon raised the sights of a six-gun to blast the life from a bandit crouched in the doorway to the outfitters. But that made only two down and dead for certain.
Shit!
Fat and flush to face, a bandit lumbered into the middle of the street, extending the area to be covered by smoke and Carbon. The surviving bandidos used the lull in firing to make a run for the screen of trees and shrubs in the center of the Plaza de Armas.
We're gonna have to hunt them down or be backshot.
We had better split up. Go at them from two directions.
Good idea. Ready?
As much as I'll ever be.
Let's do it!
Smoke ran diagonally across the bedding of smooth, rounded rocks that formed the roadway. His destination? A cairn of native stones with a polished granite slab that appeared to be some sort of monument. Smoke crouched behind the monument and turned in the direction of the gunshots.
One less, amigo!
Only three more to track down. Rusty hinges creaked on a balcony door behind Smoke, and he jerked around in time to see the grinning face of a bandit looming over him. In his hands, Carvajal's follower held a short-barreled shotgun. Smoke ducked low and returned fire on those so determined to kill him. Smoke saw faint movement of a pair of legs through the screen of carefully manicured shrubs. Slowly, he edged to a more covered position beside the fountain. Fragments of the bandito's kneecap flew into the bushes, along with scraps of his trouser leg. He went down like a cut-off stalk of corn.
Smoke! Duck!